Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Happy Friday, everyone. Happy final chapel of the spring of 2016. But it's not our final worship service. I want to invite you all to the gathering this Sunday, 8 p.m., looking classy. For seniors, we want to invite you. The rope of hope will be woven through, and we want you to take that peace with you as you head out into the world God's called you to serve and to love. One real quick thing, the class of 1966, a 50-year reunion is here. If you are a member of that class, would you please stand so that we can recognize you? Yes. Yeah. That's the love right there. Yeah. 50 years, my friends. One of the things I love about this school, one of the things I love about Hope College is that right there. 50 years of tradition of love and affection for this place. When you are a member of this community, you're part of something large. You're part of something deep. You seniors, I pray 50 years from now, you will come back here into this place, sitting right there. I probably won't be here, but I hope you're there. What that represents is something powerful, a love and affection for a people and a place. It gives you a certain kind of perspective about your life. And that's one of the things I love about Hope College, about this people in this place, is that it gives us a perspective. Reading thick books and important discussions and dialogues, the things that happen late at night on the run to Myers or in the dorm room, that moment that teacher flips the switch and that idea all of a sudden clicks and you see reality anew. You see, we are here not to get a degree, but to get a perspective, because sometimes you need a fresh perspective to see reality afresh and to see reality clearly. It's one of the reasons why I like the drone. The drone allows us to see something familiar in a new way, to see with a fresh perspective. That's me. Yeah. Those are my shoes. That's our beautiful chapel. This is our campus. Sometimes you need help to see the familiar in a new way, to see reality afresh. That's why we hope you take with you as you launch into the summer is a fresh perspective of reality. But we want you to take more than just a view. We want you to take with you a perspective of the reality of how God sees us, the reality of God. If you take nothing else with you, I hope that you will have a greater perspective of who God is and who we are and how we should live out of that reality. The kind of reality that I love in Psalm 103. Hear these words from the book that we love. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy and satisfies you with good all the days of your life so that your youth might be renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he hold his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sin, nor repay us according to our iniquity. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we were made. And he remembers that we are dust. As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower in the field. The wind passes over it, and it is gone. And its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, and his righteousness to his children's children, to all who keep his covenants and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. So bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, obedient to his spoken word. Bless the Lord, all the hosts, you ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Sometimes we need a fresh perspective of reality, or fresh perspective to see reality clearly and anew. There's this idea sometimes between the Old Testament God and the New Testament God. The Old Testament God is one of wrath. The Old Testament God is one of anger. The Old Testament God is out to get you. And the New Testament God is cuddly, warm Jesus, just stroking your hair and saying, I love you. Neither one of those are true. There's one God in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And this psalm in the Old Testament reminds us of the reality of a perspective of God that I want you to take out with you into this world, whether you go north or south or east or west. Take this perspective of God, that he is a God of steadfast love from everlasting to everlasting. In the Hebrew, the word for this steadfast love is hesed. It's one of the most important words in all of the Bible. It's one of the most important words because it speaks to the most important fact about who God is. God is a God of great benefits. He forgives, he heals, he redeems. He crowns us with steadfast love and righteousness. He satisfies us with good. He works vindication for the oppressed. He acts in human history on our behalf. He's slow to anger. He does not deal with us, does not deal with us, does not repay us according to our sins. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. God is a God of hesed. God is a God of love, not based on our circumstances, not even based on how we act. God's hesed is based on how he acts towards us. Wherever you go this summer, whether you're graduating or whether you're staying here doing research or you're heading back home mowing lawns, serving coffee, washing dishes, whatever you're doing, whoever you're with, know that God has established his throne in the heavens and his kingdom rules over all, which means that every place you go, God's hesed love is there for you. For you. This psalm reminds us of a perspective about God that we need to know. And even more, it gives us a perspective about ourselves. God knows how we were made. He remembers that we are dust. Our days, are like grass. We flourish like a flower in the field, and the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more, unless you're from the class of 1966. In other words, the psalmist reminds us of the reality that our time is limited. You feel that today, don't you? You seniors? Take a moment and look around. I mean, really look around. This people, this place, will never have the same constellation of individuals. Time is limited. All of what has brought us to this point now is about to launch us into a new season. But not only this place, but our very lives, we are mortal. Make your lives count, my friends. Don't take a day for granted. Today, my friends, make this count. I know it's the last day of classes. Some of you are actually going to class. Some of you are not. Make this day count. Here's what I want to say to you. I want to ask you. I want to talk to you pastorally, and I want to talk to you as a dad. I want you to be wise, okay? You are each other's keepers. I want you to wake up tomorrow proud of who you were today. I see you seeing me. You hear me? Yeah, okay. Our days are like grass. We're here for a brief time. Let's make our lives beautiful. The reality of God is that God's hesed love is from everlasting to everlasting. It will go with you if you receive it. And if you receive it, do this. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless him for his mighty benefits, for the forgiving, the healing, the redeeming, the crowning, the work in history, the intercession for the oppressed. Bless the Lord, O my soul, whether you go north or south or east or west. Bless him, faculty. Bless him, staff. Bless him, coaches. Bless him, seniors. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Do not be ashamed. Be unapologetically joyful in the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Amen. This is the day. This day counts. We don't get it back again, so bless the Lord. 50-year circle, 1966, bless the Lord. Admissions, bless the Lord. Administration, bless the Lord. Athletes, bless the Lord. You academic achievers, bless the Lord. You Greeks, bless the Lord. You geeks, bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord, people. What we are about as hope is bless the Lord. Because here's the thing, when you bless the Lord, it gives you a fresh perspective of reality. And that's the perspective you need to launch into this world with. That's the perspective this world needs. The deep, deep problems aren't going to be solved merely through legislation and political campaigns. Thank you, Lord. But some of the deeper things in the world and in our own community might just be healed if we are willing to bless the Lord. My friends, as you launch into the summer, take God's hesed love with the knowledge that this day that God's given you counts, and may you use it to bless the Lord, oh, your soul, and all that is within you. Bless his holy name. Can I get an amen from Hope College?
Amen.
Amen. Lord, bless and keep these people. Pour out your Holy Spirit. May they experience your everlasting love. And may they go now, Lord, in your name, to be light in dark places. May they take their lives that you have given as a gift, and may they bless you with their whole souls. In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and all of God's people said once again, amen. Amen. I'll see you Sunday.